The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simin Tess. Hilchos Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. Sif Aleph. Gedoyla mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is very great. Sheharei, that behold, hakasu shakla, the Torah equated it, the talaba kol hamitzvah is kulon, and connected to it all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. All of the different commandments of the Torah are connected to the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shenemar, as it says in the verse, the pasuk, in Bamidbar, Re'isem Isai, and you will see it, meaning you will see the strings of the tzitzis, Uzchatem, and you will remember as kol mitzvahs Hashem, all the commandments of Hashem. That by wearing the tzitzis, this reminds us of all of the commandments of Hashem. And the Kitzur explains to us how this is so. Tzitzis begematria tachresh. The word tzitzis, tzadi yud saf, has a numerical value of 420. Tzadi equals 90. 90 times 2 is 180. Yud is 10. Times 2 is another 20. So that is 200. Saf is 400. It's altogether equals 600. Ches chutin, there are additional 8 strings on each corner. So if we look at each corner, we find 8 strings, the hei kisharim, and 5 knots, 5 sets of double knots, as we will explain later on when the kitzur teaches us how to properly tie tzitzis onto the corner of a garment. We will find that there are 5 sets of double knots. So 8 and 5 is 13, added to the numerical value of the word tzitzis, which is 600, harei tanyai, that equals up to 613, which are the total amount, the total number of mitzvahs that there are in the Torah, the total number of commandments that there are in the Torah. When one looks at the tzitzis, he is reminded of all the commandments, and he is encouraged to follow them, to keep them. Lachain, therefore, tzarech kol ish, every person needs to, lias nizor, should be careful, sheyiyah lai talis katan, he should have a small talis, meaning a small garment with tzitzis attached. He should be dressed with it the whole day. This is what we commonly call tzitzis, meaning it's a small four-cornered garment that we wear usually under our clothing the entire day. And that should be, it's appropriate that a person should wear them, even though, according to the letter of the law, a person is only obligated to put tzitzis strings on his garment if the garment is made out, is a four-cornered garment. If he's not wearing any four-cornered garment, there is no requirement to put tzitzis or to buy a garment which has four corners in order to wear it and put tzitzis on it. However, it is appropriate for one to do so, especially in light of the fact that tzitzis is so special, as the Kitzur is telling us, that it reminds us of all the mitzvahs, so it's appropriate that we should always have on our body this special mitzvah, especially since it is so easy to fulfill. It's just a garment, you wear it, you don't have to do too much, it doesn't cost so much money. And therefore, the appropriate thing is that a person should always be dressed, always waking hours and moments, he should be dressed in a garment of four corners, which has tzitzis on the corner. And this garment should be made out of sheep's wool. The reason the Kitzur says this is because there is a disagreement in the Talmud whether garments that are made from other materials besides wool, sheep's wool and besides linen, are they obligated on a Torah level in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Everybody agrees that garments made from other materials, at least other natural materials, such as cotton or silk, certainly are obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis on a rabbinic level. The question is, on a Torah level, is there an obligation to put tzitzis strings on a four-cornered garment made of some fabric other than sheep's wool or other than linen. Because of this disagreement, the Kitzer is telling us that it is preferable to wear a garment made out of tzemer rechela, made out of sheep's wool, because according to everybody, according to all opinions, that is a garment which is obligated in tzitzis on a Torah level, and it's preferable to fulfill the commandment in the most optimum way possible, which would be on a Torah level, by wearing a woolen garment of four corners. Lavan, this garment should be white. The reason for this is because there is an opinion that the color of the strings is supposed to match the color of the garment. If one is wearing, for example, a blue-colored garment, there is an opinion that one should color the tzitzit strings blue, a green garment green. Since our custom is to only use white-colored strings, naturally colored strings, which are white, therefore the garment itself should be white, so as not to get involved in this question, not to be involved in this issue of whether or not one is obligated to color the strings. And this, that, it's common practice for woolen tzitzis to have a dark stripe or to paint it on them. Mr. Bruce says that's a reminder to the color of techeles. So it was a dark bluish color, which on a Torah level, one of the strings of the tzitzis is supposed to be colored techeles, with this blue type of dye. Nowadays, according to most opinions, we no longer know what type of dye it is, and therefore, generally speaking, one only sees white-colored tzitzis, white-colored strings on tzitzis. However, as a reminder, as a remembrance of the fact that the mitzvah in its purest form, its most perfect form, is with a string which is colored techeles, that's why we have a dark stripe colored onto our garment. However, the main garment is white, and therefore the tzitzit strings are also supposed to be white, and that does not contradict this line in the Kitzer that the garment that has the tzitzit on them should be white. V'gadol kashir, and the Kitzer continues that the garment should be large enough to fulfill the required measurements, to contain the required measurements. Dehainu, and that size is gimel rivoi amah b'arech, 3/4 of an amah in its length, which means from neck, let's say, to waist. That direction is called the length. So it should be 3/4 of an amah in the length. V'chatzi amah b'reichav, and a half of an amah in the width. And this means in the front it should be 3/4 of an amah by a half of an amah, and in the back it should also be 3/4 of an amah by a half of an amah. This is the minimum size. An amah is somewhere between 1.5 feet and 2 feet. And therefore, the tzitzis minimally should be, again, 3/4 of an amah by 1/2 amah, both in the front and in the back. The yeshamim, and there are those that say, amah al amah, that the tzitzis should be 1 amah by 1 amah, both in the front, and additionally an amah by an amah in the back, 1 cubit by 1 cubit, which again is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 feet. And therefore, optimally, in order to fulfill all opinions, one should really have a garment which is 1 amah by 1 amah in the front and 1 amah by 1 amah in the back. V'aisan, and those people, sh'aisan is hatalis katan, tafur min hatstadin, those people who make their talis katan, their garment which they put their tzitzis on, again, that one that we call tzitzis, they make it sewn up on the sides, so it ends up looking a little bit like a vest. Tzrich and lizahir, they have to be careful. Sheyiyah mikol tzad, it should pasuach roiv hanir le'inayim. Then either side, on both sides, a visible majority should be unsewn, should be open. And the reason is because the obligation of tzitzis is only when there is a garment of four corners. If the garment is really rounded, it just has a little slit in the bottom, that's not a corner. It's only considered a corner if a majority of the garment is slit. So then each part is considered a corner. And on a rabbinic level, they obligated that it should be a reiv hanirin le'inayim, a visible reiv, so it should be a clear majority, otherwise the casual onlooker might think that one is obligated to put tzitzit strings on a garment which is majority sewn up, and he'll make a mistake about that more. Therefore, it should be crystal clear that the garment is open, is a majority open, and therefore, that's the Kitzur is telling us that one has to be careful to make sure that the tzitzis are not sewn 50% of the way. They should have to be clearly open a majority of the way down. They should not even be connected with hooks on the part which is not sewn. They should not even be connected with hooks. The Mishnah Brura says that really that in as far as the letter of the law is concerned, if the hooks are not so bent, they're easy to open and close, then the garment would still be obligated in tzitzis. However, he recommends, and this is probably the reason the Kitzur says not to have any hooks, that one should not have any hooks, because if the hooks are bent over significantly and they close very tightly, that would be considered as if it was sewn, and the garment would not be obligated in tzitzis. Continues the Kitzur. Gam also yehe kol adam nizer, every person should be careful. Sheyiham le talis gadol, he should have a large talis, the kind that is normally worn in shul, in the synagogue, during the morning prayers, what we call generally a talis. Every person should have a talis gadol b'tzitzis that he has. He puts tzitzis strings on it. She is atef by that he should wrap himself in that talis b'shas tefila at the time of prayer, at least the morning prayers. Our custom is not to wear a talis for the mincha and meir, for the afternoon and evening prayers. The ahadesh, yeah, but like talis, no. A person should try to be careful to beautify the mitzvah and to have a beautiful talis. It should look nice. It shouldn't be shabby. It shouldn't be worn out or frayed. Not so pretty. The chen kol mitzvahs, and really all the mitzvahs, tzarech lasais and behider, a person should do them in a beautiful manner, as much as is possible. Dechsev, as it says in the verse, Zer keli ve'anvehu, this is my God and I will glorify him. V'darshinan, and the Talmud teaches us that we can interpret this verse, instead of translating the word ve'anvehu, and I will glorify him, we should say ve'anvehu, and I will beautify him. Hisna'el lefan of the mitzvah is beautify yourself in front of him, in front of God, with the commands, the commandments, which means that when you perform a commandment, you should do it in a beautiful manner. The adaktik, additionally, a person should be careful, liknais tzitzis, to buy the tzitzis strings, me'ish neman, from a trustworthy person, she'yia batuach, that he, the consumer, will be sure, will be certain, shenasu b'tzvio b'shazirol, that they are made with the spinning and with the twining, after you spin, you take two separate strings, you twist them together to form a larger string, that is called shazira, that they should be done, the spinning and the twining or the twisting should be done, beferish, explicitly in lishman, for the sake of the command of tzitzis, because if they are not done for that, the tzitzis may very well be invalid. Ukimitzvasan, they should be done properly, whatever the rule, following all the rules and regulations of the proper way to make the tzitzis strings. Vyu aruchim hishiran, that they will be long enough to fulfill they will have the minimum required size, as we will discuss later on what that size is, and therefore a person should make sure to buy tzitzis strings from somebody that he trusts, that he knows that the strings will be valid. Sif Beis, Misha e Efshaloi Ela Vitalis Shal Pishtan. A person who it's impossible for him to wear anything other than a garment made out of linen. She'i Efshaloi Lasais by Tzitzis Shal Tzemer. He cannot put on Tzitzis strings made out of wool. Misham Isser Shatnez, because of the prohibition of Shatnez, which is that one is not allowed to wear a garment with a mixture of wool and linen. And if one would tie the woolen tzitzis strings onto the linen garment, then that would be a violation of the prohibition of shatnez. So what should he do? Yesh mishayimir, there are those that say, the yaseh knafay shoar, he should make corners, meaning let's say a small square of cloth, to sew onto the corner of his garments, sha'ar, made out of leather, ubahen, tzitzit shel tzemer, and then after he sews this leather piece onto the corner of his linen garment, he should then put woolen tzitzit on it, because that would not be considered shatnez, that would not be a violation of the prohibition, since the woolen tzitzit are not directly tied to the linen garment. V'yesh chalkin alav, and there are those that argue about this, argue on that opinion, shaloin lasis kein, one should not do so, and therefore that's not the proper thing to do. The Mishneh Berurah comes out that it's preferable to use a linen tzitzit. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not seem to like that suggestion. That's because optimally we try to stay away from linen tzitzis, because we are worried that one may come to put linen tzitzis, linen strings, on a garment of wool and thus violate the prohibition of shatnez. However, the Mishneh Berurah says in a case such as this, where he only has a garment made out of linen, it's preferable to tie tzitzis strings made out of linen than not to fulfill the mitzvah, the command of tzitzis. Sif Gimel. Hanekev shemachnisen bayis hatzitza, the hole in the garment in which you put the tzitzis strings, lo yehei rachak misvas habeged, it should not be far away from the edge of the beged, heim ba'ayrach, heim ba'rechav, whether in the length of the beged or the width of the beged, the length or width of the garment, yaiser min shleisha agud agaydlin, should not be far away from the edge more than three thumbs width. Yeshayim, and there are those that say the gaidlin elo, that these thumbs width, meididin b'makim hakatzer shevagay, that we measure them in the thinner part of the thumb where it tapers towards the front. The hainu b'reishay, which means at the top of the thumb, the nachem ahachmer kenin, is preferable to be strict like that, as opposed to make sure that the hole is within the size of three narrow thumbs width, as opposed to allowing oneself to put the hole a little bit higher up using the measurement of the thick part of the thumb. And the Kitzur explains, why can you not distance the hole so far from the edge of the garment? Because above, meaning further away than three thumbs width, loy mikri knaf habeged is not called the corner of the garment. Now a beged, that is the garment itself, that is the garment proper. And therefore, since the verse says explicitly one should put the tzitzis al kanfei begdeihem, on the corner of the garment, therefore it has to be close enough to the edge to still be called the corner. The Ma'aseh says hanekev l'malam mishleisha agoydlin, if a person made the hole above these three thumbs widths, af al pi, even though shekisha kosher es hatzitza, when he ties these strings, meishich es hakesher, he pulls the knot tight, umakmid min hatalis, and he wrinkles, folds up the garment, at shebah hanekev l'mata, until the hole is now within, it's lower, it's within three agoydlin, three thumbs width of the edge of the garment, because the garment has wrinkled up. Mikol makom, impossible, still it is possible, because the garment really still has the same measurements it used to have, it just wrinkled it. If you would flatten it out, it would be clear that the hole is not in the proper place, and therefore that is not sufficient. Even if after he already put these strings through the hole, and that hole was above the proper distance, further away from the proper distance from the edge, chatach b'nekev, he then cut, he made a slice in the hole, kidei she'titla hatzitza l'mata migimel, so that the tzitzas, the strings, should now be hanging within three agoydlim of the edge of the garment. Pasul, it's too late. It's already pasul. It's already invalid. Mishum tasev elay min ha'asli, because of a principle that the Kitzur will explain later on, called tasev elay min ha'asli, which means that the tzitzis have to be made properly. When you are making the tzitzis, you're putting the strings in and tying them up, it has to be done in a way in which it is valid. You cannot make them in an invalid manner and then do something afterwards so they should turn into valid tzitzis. And we'll explain more about that later on. V'gam, also, lo yehi hanekev karev l'sasa beged, the hole should not be close to the edge of the garment, bein b'orech, bein b'reichav, whether we're dealing with the length or the width, pachos mikishir sheyesh min hakeshev ha'entzoy yishal ha'gaydel, atzoyf ha'tziparin. It should not be less than the distance between the middle joint on the thumb until the end of the finger, meaning the first part of the thumb from the fingernail until the joint, that the hole has to be that far away from the edge of the garment. Kilamatim is that because below that, closer to the edge, gam kilam mikri kanav, it's also not called the corner of the garment. Now, atachas hakanav, that's below the corner, it's under the corner. And therefore, the hole has to be properly situated between these two spaces. If the hole was properly distanced, it was far enough away, Ella, but al yedei mishichas hakesher, through the tying of the knot, through the drawing of the knot, nikmat sasa talis, the edge of the garment wrinkled, ve'ein by kishir, and it no longer has the proper distance, mikol makom, still kosher, it is valid. Just like before it was invalid, now it's valid. We look at the hole while the garment is is flat, not when the garment is wrinkled. The achutin shehim b'sasa talis, the fringes that are on the edge of the talis of the garment, they ain't an arugin, and they're not woven, such as is common if one looks at a talis that is commonly worn in a shul in the synagogue. One will see that there are these fringes, which are strings sticking out of the garment that are not woven. So yesh safek, there is a doubt in nimdadin l'shir zeh loya. They measured for part of it, for this distance, this minimum distance and maximum distance, or not. Do we start counting from the edge of the fringes or from the edge of the woven part of the garment? And because that's we're in doubt, we'll end up stuck. We won't be able to properly situate the hole because it's not possible to get the hole properly situated if you have to count and discount the fringes. And therefore, Al-Kain, therefore, Tzvich and L'chat Chamisham, you have to cut off those fringes from the corner of the garment, Kaidim Kishiris HaTzitzis, before one ties the tzitzis strings onto the garment. Otherwise, you'll have this problem, this doubt. And if one first ties the tzitzis strings and afterwards cuts off the fringes, potentially has this problem of Tasev, Elaymina Asoy, that you can't make the tzitzis invalid and then afterwards do something to validate them, to make them kosher, to make them valid, and therefore one should first cut off the fringes. And if you look on a regular standard talis that is worn in shul, that is worn in the synagogue, when it gets close to the edges, the fringes stop. The talis katan, in a small talis, the one that is normally worn, what we call tzitzis, the one that is normally worn throughout the day, me'ag in tzas, some people have a custom, la'asay shnei nekadim, ze'etzel ze'. They make two holes, one next to the other, kiminseri, like the tzere vowel in Hebrew, which are two dots, one next to the other. Umachnis and Mishneim as hatzitzis, and they insert the tzitzis strings through both of them, and through one, and then back through out through the other one. And then, after they're tied, after the tzitzis strings are tied, they are left hanging on the outside of the garment, and the Kitzur seems to be saying that's a valid way of doing it, but not everyone has that custom. Many just have one hole that they put the tzitzit strings through and then tie from the outside of the, tie it around the edge of the garment. And all opinions, all customs agree that the talis gadol, the garment that is worn in the synagogue, that should only have one hole. You put the tzitzit strings through that hole and you tie it around the edge of the garment. Sif dalet. In b'shas kashiras hatzitzis, if at the time that you put the tzitzis in to the hole and you tied them, the hole was the proper distance, it wasn't too far, it wasn't too close, and afterwards, nikra ktsas hanekev, a part of the hole got ripped, isfas hatalis, or the edge of the garment, became frayed or became ripped away, acha tzitza hi bepachos mishir harichuk mehakotze, until you now have that the tzitzit strings are less than the proper distance away from the edge, because the hole has become bigger or the garment has become smaller. Lo nifsal bekach, the tzitzis do not become invalid through this. Ki lo hikpida Torah, the Torah was not careful, did not have a requirement, that the string should not be underneath the kanaf, rather on the corner. Elo b'shas asiyah, only at the time of the creation of the tzitzis. Shenema, as it says in the verse, the asula and tzitzis, they should make for themselves tzitzis al kanfei bigdam, on the corners of their garments, the garment, etc. And therefore, it's only at the moment of the time when you're actually creating the tzitzis, you're tying the tzitzis, that they have to be properly situated. And we call makim, and still, lechatchila, optimally, tayv lasais imra sav hanekev, it's good to make some type of hem, weave a little bit extra, sew a little bit of an extra strengthening around the hole so that it shouldn't rip. Vechem b'sas hatalis, and also on the edge of the garment, one should sew an extra hem, shelo yifchas mishir kesher agadol, so that it shouldn't end up being less than the minimum distance away from the edge, which we said is from the joint on the thumb until the bottom of the nail. And then you look in at your average talus, you will see that there is indeed an extra thick hem around the corners as well as right around the hole. Sifhei. The custom is to make in the tzitzis, when one is tying the tzitzis together, one makes five sets of double knots. Sheyesh beinehem arba chulias, that they have in between them four chulias. Literally, a chulia is a vertebrae, or it's a link in something. I think we will translate it as a the bound portion, a section, the bound segment or the bound section of the tzitzis, meaning the part that you tie one string around the others and they end up bound together. This is the way you're supposed to properly put your tzitzis onto your garment. Shemachnis is ha'arba'a chutin b'teich ha'nekev. Tzitzis are four long strings. You put the four long strings into the hole on the corner. V'kaishrin b'shnei kisharim, then they end up being folded over, so you now have eight strings altogether. You tie them once with a set of double knots. Then v'kairech b'chut ha'arech, you wind with the long string, usually one of the eight strings is considerably longer than the others, to allow you to do all these windings that we're going to talk about. So you take the long string and you wind that long string around the other seven strings. Hanikra shamish, this long string is called a shamish, which literally means the attendant. It's the one which sort of services the others by winding itself around the others. So you wind that one string around the other seven strings, sheva krichai, seven windings. The chayzer v'kayshar shnei ksharim. After the seven windings, you then make another set of double knots. The shuv kairich shmane krichas, you then wind another eight windings. The kaisha shnei kisharim, and you tie another set of double knots. The kairich achas esri krichas, you then wind 11 windings. The kaisha shnei kisharim, and you tie a set of double knots. The kairich sholish esri krichas, and then you wind another 13 windings. The kaisha shnei kisharim, and you make a set of double knots, and that's it. Then your tzitzis are complete. And because kinoi tzitzisu, it's the beauty of the tzitzis, sheyu kol ha'chulyei shavais be'arkon, that all the bound segments should be equal in length. Lachain, therefore, b'chulyei harishayin, in the first bound segment, shakrichos mu'at, is that there are very few windings. Yachikon zumizu, you should make them a little bit further apart, separate them. They shouldn't be tightly together, pushed tightly against each other. In the second bound segment, where there are more windings, you should make them a little bit closer. A little bit closer. The chemishlish is a revius, and then the third one a little closer, and the fourth one a little closer. The shear kol oirech atzitza, and the length of the entire string, the hainu min hakesha harisha, means from the first set of double knots, ad ketzei achutin, until the very edge of the strings. It has to be a minimum of 12 thumbs width. V'hanoyu, and it is beautiful for the tzitzis, sheyu kol ha'chulyos b'yachad shlish, that all the bound segments together should be one-third of the total. V'hachutin atzmuyin shnei shlishim, and the separate strings should be two-thirds of the total. Alkein, therefore, yedakteg, a person should try to be careful, shetehei kol chulyo kirechav ha'goydol, that each bound segment should be the width of a thumb. V'yu kol ha'chulyo is dalad ha'goydolin, so that all four bound segments together should be four thumbs width. V'achutin ha'tzluyin ches ha'goydolin, then the separated strands, the separated strings, all together will be eight thumbs width, which is two-thirds. And if your strings are all together longer, they're going to be 13, 14, 16 more thumbs widths. One should make the bound segments longer so that they'll end up being one-third of the total. It's good to try to be careful. And last is kolak sharim. When you start off, you put your four strings through the hole in the garment. So you have four strings on one side of the garment and four strings on the other side. It's preferable that every time you tie a knot, you make sure to keep the four strings, this set of four strings separate and this set of four strings separate. So that by the time you're finished and you have two sets of four strings on either side of the last knot, they are the same two sets of four strings you started off with. It didn't get mixed up. So you know for sure that the four strings on one side are from four different long, strings that you started off with. And that's preferable, as we'll see later on in the siman, what halachic benefit, what legal benefit there is to doing this. So that each long string should end up divided, half on one side of the knot, half on the other side of the knot, and once again, we will see later what the benefit of that is. If one would like to see more information about the topics presented in this year, one could go to the resource page on kitzer365.org.